I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. Excuse me.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. This is Oregon, where it's Gotham City, and it rains and it's dark at 11 o'clock in the morning. Welcome to the podcast.
We're suicide.
Yeah, we're all suicidal because it's fucking dark in the middle of the day and raining all the time.
I will say, I as a fat white person, I saw in the last 2 days, fat white people in the Pacific Northwest have finally broken. They're like, Wow, this weather fucking sucks. I can't even go outside to stop being fat and do activities because this weather fucking sucks.
Yeah. I went for my lunch break during work, I go for a jog every day. It's just my routine. And I got fucking, I was completely drenched when I got back. Like, just,
yeah, sounds fucking awful.
Not ideal. It's not fun. And you know, I'm a staunch defender of rain in general.
Why?
I'm getting kind of tired of it myself.
Oh, really?
We're in the middle of May.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the middle of May and it's 52 degrees and you can't see the sun because it's raining. Oh, okay.
Is this going to be one of those to where it's just going to click to 90? Like, we're not going to have those nice, like,
okay, I hope it does. That,
right?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm just saying, because those are the best days, you know, the low 80s, you know, upper 70s sunny days. I feel like it's just going to be raining. Then all of a sudden, it's just going to click. Here's
the 100.
Dead. Like, here's like the awful heat.
I hope so. I hope it burns everyone who is like, oh, I love the rain. It's so beautiful. It's so rainy. We go to 97 degrees for 94 straight days. I just hope we scorch this region. Burn everything down. This shit is awful.
I'm gonna record that and play it back in August when it's like 105.
Honestly,
and it's
like,
fires
if,
everywhere.
This is what
number 4 Oregon Twitter follower.
If Oregon had good weather, like, we wouldn't be on our seventh football coach at the U of O in like
yep.
7 years.
Yep. That's
like,
why do you
think
we're going to
Oregon? I guarantee you, Mario Cristobal's wife, Jessica, is like, see, Mario, I know you're from here and whatever, but look at this weather. It's 49 degrees and raining on May 10th.
Like,
yeah, wow, we made a good decision.
Is Lanning already kicking himself for taking the job?
Oh, his, yeah.
He comes in, it's been raining the whole time since he's been hired.
Yeah, his wife is forcing him out the first 10-win season they have.
I swear to God, I wonder if Cristobal's wife, like, actually talked with Lanning's wife and was like, so here's what you have to do. You have to have a Twitter account and you have to act like you enjoy taking your kids to the snow. You have to post lots of pictures like you like going to the Oregon coast, as if that's an enjoyable place to be for human beings. And then that's your part. That's the part you play in this game. And then in a couple of years, you guys are going to look great when you eventually go to a state that's not a
shithole,
a mud puddle.
Yeah, just the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oregon got me because I was just in San Diego for like 4 days. Usually I have, you know, my half Italian side. I'm usually pretty bronzed and don't burn very much. I haven't seen the sun in 8 months. First day out, arms just got scorched. Just burnt to shit. It was like 68. But the sun was out. So
what a great state we live in.
Heat wave, 68 degrees. Yeah. We did not say 69, by the way. I mean, you had the opportunity and you just didn't do it. A little bit disappointed.
It needed to creep up there.
Nice.
Your arms got more destroyed than the Chiefs are going to be this football season.
Oh my God, they're not winning. They're winning 3 games this year.
That schedule
is
so brutal.
Is atrocious.
Oh my God.
Like, literally, they don't play a bad team until after Thanksgiving.
I cannot believe
or Halloween. And then they play. Like,
I saw your tweet about it and I was like, all right, he's just playing the comedy role. Then I looked at the actual schedule. Oh my God. You have two games on that schedule that are wins. The rest of them can easily be losses. Yeah. All of them.
So let me just run it down.
Yeah, Jacksonville and Houston, and that's it.
At the Cardinals.
That could be a loss.
Okay. Chargers, whatever. Division game. Got it. At the Colts, at
Soil, baby.
At the Buccaneers, Raiders, got it. The Bills at home.
Yep.
At San Francisco, Titans at home. Ah, and then here we are, November 13th. Finally, Jacksonville at home.
Oh my God!
Next week at the Chargers.
Yep.
The week after that, Rams at home, and then on to Cincinnati, and then after that at Denver, and then on December 18th at Houston. Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I know how it works. You finish first, you play a first place schedule, but can we just, this feels punitive at this point. Like, that schedule is atrocious.
You drew the NFC best, bud.
It's just condolences. Insane. It's insane.
If they go 500, I feel they should get the one seed.
Absolutely. If Chiefs go, well, I guess you can't go 500 anymore.
Yeah, well,
if,
I guess.
If Kansas City goes 8-9, they should be the number one seed in the AFC.
Yes.
Honestly.
Like, I don't want to hear anything about, like, the Bills. Like, the Bills have had the best roster for going on, you know, this will be the third straight year. They play in a terrible division. I don't want to hear about the Bills. The Bills don't go, like, 18-0 and make the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, bum, bust. It's not fair. It's not fair. What the NFL is trying to legislate fairness, but they're not. They're penalizing. The NBA doesn't do this. You know, they put LeBron on a pedestal. They try and make that stuff fun and give them, you know, an easy path. And Giannis too. The NFL is penalizing Patrick Mahomes for being good. It's unfair.
Why does the NFL hate Andy Reid? That's what I want to know.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
He wears Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, you don't like Aloha shirts?
Yeah, what's problem? He's got a mustache.
Problem, Goodell. I blame Goodell.
They thought that first heart attack, they were like, oh, that first heart attack didn't get him. We'll give him the worst schedule in the history of the NFL.
Exactly what this is.
Maybe we could take out Andy Reid finally.
It's exactly what this is. They're trying to kill Andy Reid.
Yeah. If they go 11-6, they should get rid of the undefeated Dolphins season and put the Chiefs on there for the greatest season ever.
If Kansas City wins 10 games, Mercury Morris, get out of here.
Yeah.
AFC Coach of the Year trophy is now the Andy Reid Coach of the Year trophy.
It's unfair. It's just unfair.
It's going to be hard for you because, like I said, you guys could go if you're 9-8 or 8. If you're 8-9 and you make the playoffs, you guys could easily be the best team. You won't know by the record, but you guys could be the best team.
You could do what the Niners did last year. Where they like back their way into the playoffs on the like one of the last plays of the regular season, and then they make a run they make a deep run. It's possible.
It is possible.
Like six teams in the AFC could do that next year. Yes. They could back their way in and then still make
it. Just not the Bills, because look at that division.
Yeah.
Bills are the number one seed.
Bills are a one seed for sure.
You guys are one serious injury to one player away from being a 3-win team.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, I'm not even really trying to play like the role. Like, yeah, that schedule sucks. Real. That schedule sucks.
All right. What'd you guys draw, Ski, for the Colts?
It wasn't too bad.
So I'll go while you're pulling yours up, I'll go through the Niners real quick. Cause the Niners didn't draw a bad schedule. It is hard because they're playing your division. They drew your division, King. So it's like, you know, it's there's the Broncos. There's Tampa Bay's on there for the Niners. They got the Chiefs. They got the Raiders in Vegas on New Year's Day. My Niner buddies I also have a friend who's a Raiders fan. Like, we all will think about possibly attempting to go to that. New Year's Eve on in Vegas is rough financially, from what I've heard.
That is a very expensive trip.
And so so that might not be a thing. Maybe, you know, the game's at like 1:30. Maybe you take a flight out at 8 in the morning and just watch the game and come back.
But, hey, Legion might fly out.
That's what I said, fly out a Legion on a Thursday. You that's your saving grace.
But what's the point? What's the point of going to Vegas if you're not going to like stay at night in Vegas?
The question, how expensive are, because you went to an, was that last year you went to a game, the Niner game?
I did, yeah, against Atlanta.
How expensive are NFL tickets right
Very
now?
Very expensive.
Because I haven't been to one in a while. Yeah,
it's, you're going to drop a couple $100 a ticket.
Oh,
like around there. Oh. It was less than that for that game. It was, I think it was like one. So I got it from Ticketmaster because that's who they're, the 49ers are contracted with or whatever. So it's like 170, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So it's a lot. This is the one
in this economy.
Yeah. Right. In Hunter Biden's America.
Yeah.
So this is the one good thing about baseball, because I went to a Padre $5? Game on, I went to Padre game on Saturday, got tickets that were one row off the third baseline there. They were $45 each.
There you go.
I got shithoused and didn't even care. And, you know, in the seats, that's how cheap they were. You know, if spending $250, I'm like, I might want to remember seeing some of this game here.
No, like if I don't understand how people do it on a regular basis. Like if you live in one of these cities and go to NFL, like if you get season tickets to an NFL team, are you like an eccentric billionaire? How?
I think some people are.
Your salary, dude. Yeah,
you're Tony Bruce Stark. Wayne or Tony Stark.
I don't know how you do it, but yeah, it's if you're somebody who goes to a game once every, you know, 10 years, 5 or 10 years or whatever, then it's worth it. NFL games are dope. They are. So I recommend it. All right. You got your Colts.
I did pull it up. All right.
You got any big ones? I'm excited for the Chiefs. I'm excited for, Brady in maybe his final year for the Niners. Like, that's great. And then the easy games, you did draw some easy games. Like, you got the Bears. Both games against the Seahawks are finally fucking easy. Like, this is the first time in a decade I felt confidence against the Seahawks. Like,
watch out for Drew Lock.
Yeah. Okay. Geno Smith. Yeah. Okay. The way the last decade's gone, I wouldn't put it past him. But fuck, it's nice that Russell Wilson is gone. Man,
yeah. Like I said, you got Kingsbury in January where he's over his life. So
last game of the regular season is against Arizona. Yeah. You'll take it. Yeah. It's not Rams again.
See, I can't really complain. Colts open the season at Houston and at Jacksonville.
Oh God!
I mean, a nicer way, and then at home against Kansas City and the Titans. So at least those are at home. And then it goes at Denver, home against the Jags, at the Titans, Washington football team at home, and then a little tougher.
Commanders,
yeah. At Pats.
Oh, yeah,
at
Niners Raiders. Got the Commanders this year, too. That's nice.
Yeah. Home against the Eagles and Steelers.
Jesus.
You know, the home schedule is.
Did you guys like? Did you guys win the Super Bowl last
Seriously,
year?
Seriously, yeah, like Duck Hodges and a real quarterback. My
right.
word.
Top with at Dallas and Minnesota.
Your tough road game is against Kirk Cousins.
Hold up, King. This dude's acting like those are tough games.
It's
fuck
insane.
You, dude.
It's insane.
Hey. The Patriots aren't the greatest right now, but it's always tough to win in Foxborough.
Oh, yeah. It's always tough to walk into Foxborough and beat Mac Jones.
And then they play Herbs at home and end the season. You know, tough ending here at the Giants and home against the Texans.
Fuck you.
They should start and end the season
4-0.
2-0 on each end.
Literally, the Colts might be the one.
My team can
win
four games. You got four game winning streaks, bookends.
If they, I should look. I'm sure they have win totals for the NFL. If the Colts are like 9.5 wins, for the season total, I might just unload on that.
You guys might be home, the one seed, that, dude. With that,
that
schedule?
Home schedule is so cake.
Jesus.
Ugh. Well, it's just, life is so unfair.
It totally is. Thanksgiving games are bad again.
Well, that, see, my thing with the Thanksgiving games is,
oh, wait.
I'm total, I get it. The Lions and the Cowboys are always hosting. Okay. We got it. Got it. So they have to make that third game a banger, even if it's on NFL Network or some niche, you know, Amazon Prime or whatever. Not Vikings versus whoever the
Patriots.
Fuck. Don't care. Yeah, they got it. They have to make that third game a banger.
The night game has to be a banger. It has to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
The first two, you're not even fully watching all the time. You're either cooking or drinking and chatting. It's, you know, that third game's, everyone's usually eaten and done by then. Everyone's tired and laying down, and a game is thrown on. You need a good game right there.
Also,
right.
The NBA is during the day, too. Like, you own the nighttime. It's just you guys, man. Fucking make it a good game. This is bullshit.
How, man, how pissed is NBA that NFL skirting in on Christmas Day now?
Yeah.
That was, all right, to wins. So, King, you're complaining about your team. Vegas, we assume they know something, right? They're not complete morons. Chiefs total over under for wins, 10.5.
Under. Well, under.
They're favored to be over 10.5 wins. So they think the Chiefs are going to get it done. Let's see where they're
based on what?
I don't know what they're seeing. Colts are 9.5. I'm betting.
Oh my God.
I'm betting my house.
Yes, bet the house. Bet your house.
Did you say 8.5?
I will. 9.5.
Wow. And they don't even have
to, like,
they need
10. They need 10 wins. Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
They have Matt Ryan, who's going to go big this year, too.
I don't see how. I don't see how he doesn't. How'd you guys draft? Did you get another wide receiver?
Some white guy, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
doesn't help.
Right.
Probably.
Niners are at 10 total.
Narrows
wins.
It down. 10 wins. Wow.
Yeah.
They barely got 10 wins last year.
A half a win more than the Colts and a half a win behind the Chiefs are still the favorite of our three teams to win amazing. Total games.
It's amazing.
Yes. That is Vegas being like, hey, suckers, bet on the Lakers to win 57.
Yeah, right.
They got Westbrook. They're winning 58. Bet the over.
Feed us. Feed us your money.
Yes.
Yeah, I may bet my house on the Colts, but I'll bet my car on the under for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
not as much. Well, this
it's honestly like going to be a really relaxing season for me. The first time in like 4 or 5 years where I just, hey,
no expectations.
They can't win. Everyone just tells me. Yeah, I saw. You know, we've run through the schedule. It's impossible. And then everyone tells me that, you know, Justin Herbert's a better quarterback. Russell Wilson's a better quarterback. Derek Carr's on par as a leader with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're like equal.
Yeah, he's not as physically talented, but he's such a leader. You know, he beat, you know, the Texans after Henry Ruggs killed a person. What a leader. So, I mean, I just hope we don't finish in last place.
I thought he got Davante Adams, so now he's clearly better than Mahomes. I thought that was
Okay. So we're talking wide receivers. You guys saw that Miami Dolphins... right?
Oh my God!
How do you put out that tweet?
How do you put that
a Dolphin account? Unless that was the only good,
the only friend. Time. Okay,
that's the only one.
That's the only one. Stage one. I don't care what you have to do. Like anything other than that, do a video of them walking out of the locker room together. Like literally anything else. God, that was embarrassing.
You cannot throw up a quarterback one video throwing to the fastest, you know, your big ticket guy, and it goes 15 yards in the air before it starts falling down and loses its spiral, and he has to stop and look like a punt returner.
He looked like he was throwing it the hardest he could throw a football
Can I just say, like, the Miami Dolphins Twitter and QAnon it's good content. They are out of their minds.
Totally.
The amount of people that were like, oh, you're concerned about Tyreek Hill having to catch an underthrown ball? Ha ha! Look at this throw from Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl to Tyreek Hill, which is he went backwards for 12 yards and then threw it under duress.
You mean that off-schedule throw where he's thrown off his back foot, getting tackled by two guys running out of bounds?
An elite defense. Yeah,
Nobody else can make that throw in the NFL.
It was like 50 yards downfield, too. Now we're like 25-yard, no one in front of you throw.
And hey, we can all homer it up. 100%. We're not, none of us are against. Like,
we're homering for
that.
You right now, dude.
But holy shit, Dolphins fans, pull it together. You're literally posting a legendary, whatever, a clutch, however you want to say it, Super Bowl throw against a throw when your quarterback is wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, in practice.
In practice.
There's only a couple.
Have Warner, Buckner, and Armstead.
Nope.
Bearing down on him, down 10, 8 minutes left in a Super Bowl. While he tells his Hall of Fame coach to audible on a play to run WASP. What are we doing, Dolphins?
There's only two teams that could ever, say anything about quarterback arm strength, and that's Herbert's got a cannon and Rodgers. Those are the only two I think that can make any throw close to what Mahomes can.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was going to bring it up. I saw a bunch of people say, oh, Mahomes threw plenty of balls like that where Tyreek, had to stop his stride. I was like, yeah, because he's on the runoff, 1 foot diving, throwing it. Or he's throwing it left-handed or something. If he's standing in the pocket, he's not under-throwing Tyreek. Almost never.
Like the other video Dolphins Twitter was throwing up was from week one when this year, Chiefs and Browns, where Mahomes runs to the sideline, throws one like 55 yards in the air. And yes, Tyreek did have to stop, but he caught it. And the entire other side of the field was open and he walked in for a touchdown. He could have thrown a laser towards the sideline, I guess, but why?
Well, that's what Tyreek does, though. That's what he brings to the Dolphins, at least, is you could throw a ball short like that and he would catch it in his speed so crazy he'd catch it from a dead stop and he could burn everyone still.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point.
Like I've gone into full conspiracy mode on the Dolphins.
He's sort of made for Tua, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, he's
under throws.
Like, I think the Dolphins threw that video up because they are surrounding Tua with Waddle and Tyreek and some of these weapons. Where this is, if Tua doesn't do it this year, done. He's gone. He's out.
I think. I think he's done at halfway through the season.
He might be not looking great. I think they threw that video up to be like, just a little kernel of like it was a completion to our high-priced trade guy, but it wasn't a good throw. So it's not Tyreek's fault he had to stop. And we're not gonna blame this on Tua, but if this continues, just reference back to this tweet today.
That's a pinned tweet that they're going to save there for.
Yes, I think someone threw that up with nefarious intentions. The front office, I don't think, believes in Tua.
As they shouldn't, but.
I'm excited for the NFL. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it, but like the draft and then the schedule release. The schedule release is dumb. It's dumb.
Schedule release.
But there's things that are on it where I'm like, oh fuck, that's gonna be cool 6 months from now.
Of course.
8 months from now.
people gathering around and doing watch parties.
I feel like such a sucker.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh my gosh, my team is playing the Broncos twice this year. I never saw it coming.
I pointed this out on Twitter. There were people doing mock NFL schedules.
Yes, it's insane,
you guys, man.
Like, We all love the NFL. The NFL is king. Totally Nerds. Get it. But we do not have to do mock schedules.
No, God.
What do are they doing? Do they
mock
come out with
schedules? Dumb enough.
Do they come out with schedules like 2 or 3 years in advance too? Isn't
no,
that how the NFL
no,
does it?
No,
is it,
it's after the year. Yeah.
Is it? All right. I thought it was one of those where like, all right.
No, they base a lot of it on the final standings.
Yeah. Socialism.
That's why I thought it was for maybe 2 or 3 years ago when the Chiefs won a Super Bowl and they're like, all right,
I know,
now we're just after the fuck the Chiefs. Yeah. And
God, I wish Kansas City didn't win the fucking AFC West last year. Mm-hmm. A little better of a schedule. Hey, go down to Tampa and play Tom Brady. Hey, here's Josh Allen in your face.
They were dealt.
Can we catch a break? Can we play a Mitch Trubisky? Like, what are we doing here?
They were definitely helping my team out because they're like, you know what? They had a deal with Carson Wentz last year. Let's throw him a little bit of a bone.
Just in time to get Matt Ryan. Jesus.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I will say if Kansas City wins the AFC West this year, I'm going to be fucking relenting on
Chargers fans need to get off Twitter.
Those Titans, Chargers, and Falcons fans, I am gonna be
delete your accounts.
I'm gonna scorched earth.
I did not look at the Chargers schedule either, but I mean they're definitely no gimme to make the fucking playoffs.
So. I know they play all of our teams. Those are three hard games. So
Huston Gerbert, your time is now.
Oh, that was a thing too. The Falcons and the Chargers play each other. So Mariota, maybe Mariota's still the starter in Week 9, against Herbert. So
here's their last 9 games of the season: at Niners, home against the Chiefs, at Arizona, at Las Vegas, home against Miami, home against the Titans, at Indy, home against the Rams, at Denver.
Woo!
Good fucking luck. Good Woo! Fucking luck, Herbs. Good
the
luck.
The AFC West is going to be just
man, it's a bloodbath.
It's just a bloodbath. Like, whoever went, I don't care who it is. It's not going to be the Ravens. Just, I don't care.
No, that's just throw that out.
Whether it's Kansas City, LA, or Denver, whoever wins it is probably going to be like 10-7 or 11-6 and be like the 3 or 4 seed. They could win the whole thing. They ain't hosting. AFC West champion is not playing many playoff homes.
The team that finishes last in that division, like somebody's going to lose their job because of it. And it's going to be the most unfair firing in the history of sports.
I can already see Andy Reid being forced to retire because they went 10-7 with Patrick Mahomes. Yes! Maybe it's past your prime. Gotta blame it on someone.
I can't believe these schedules, man. Who has an easy schedule this year? Show me one. Damn.
Is it that there are just not as many middling teams now?
Is I think it's just the quarterbacks are just better. And coaches have realized
it's so bad now that it's.
Yeah, and coaches have realized if you have a good quarterback, you can make him really good. If you have a great quarterback, you can make him whatever. There's just not a lot of teams where you, like the Texans, of course, they're shit, right? If the Texans' shit roster had Deshaun Watson, you'd be like, they're winning 9 games.
They got a shot.
Yep. 9-11 games. Like, why not?
I could see this. I mean, Davis Mills looked pretty good last year.
I agree.
He's a good-looking quarterback. He might lose his job.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah,
he might lose
his totally. Job. Yep. Totally. Yeah, it's... His neck is long enough, so he might deserve to lose it. He can't look like a giraffe out there.
No.
It's just aesthetically unpleasing. Yeah. I saw him on Red Zone. I was like, oh my God, it's Jeffrey the giraffe. Like, get the fuck out of here.
He filled up 2 of the boxes.
Yes.
Just the top of his head was in the upper box and quad box.
All right, before we get into NBA, my kid just got a guinea pig. You mentioned fascism earlier. My kid just got a guinea pig. She named this guinea pig, so she's 10 years old. She doesn't really know what this word means. She named it commie. Like communist. She named it commie. Yeah. She spells it COM-E. Kind of like Wally or something like that. Okay. It's cute. We're going to take this thing into public. And she's going to start calling it commie.
Did you not have a follow-up question of like how did you come up with that name?
Worth noting, this was purchased for her with her mom. So her mom and I are not together. She got the guinea pig with mom. She and I have worked out to where we're gonna have setups at each of our houses because she is responsible for this animal. She feeds it. She does cleans after it. She does everything. That's sort of the point. And so we're all set up for it to come to both places. So I have no say in the name Kami. I haven't seen her. Like they just got it like last night, I think it was. So I haven't seen her since she got it. So I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to teach her what a communist is yet.
Have you come up with a nickname yet? Like Lenin or
Lenny Wings? Lenny Wings?
Lenny Wings,
right?
Lenny Wings.
Do I salute the guinea pig when I see it every time? That's what I want to know. So literally considering getting like red cloths and stuff to hang around the enclosure.
A little hammer and sickle in there. Yeah.
If anybody can find any like stickers, like communist stickers to put on the enclosure, I'm doing it.
I feel it wouldn't be too hard to find that one of like Lenin with like the red backdrop and it's like a profile picture.
Totally.
Seen it enough to.
No, kid, the hammer and sickle, it just shows that he's really tough. Like it's cool. He's a farmer.
He's a farmer.
Yeah.
Is Lennon one of the top five boy band members ever?
He's got to be up there, right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
It's like Lennon and McCartney. They got to be like 1-2. Or does Justin Timberlake?
I think Timberlake jumps Lennon for sure.
So you got McCartney 1 then.
Imagine all the jumping.
I don't have Lennon in the top five.
Good for you.
He's bullshit.
Yeah.
Beatles.
I have O-Town as my entire top five.
Thank you.
Every one of O-Town.
And Liquid Dreams.
Beatles suck. Beatles suck anyways. Yes, all right. Moving on to the NBA.
have you guys enjoyed the first 1.85% of the first two rounds?
I have been watching hockey the last like week instead of NBA
hockey
because they haven't been great.
No, they've been terrible. The game that's on right now, Dallas is ahead of Phoenix waxed by 20. Yes, yeah. They're either amazing games, like the most amazing games, which is like two or three of them, and then the rest of them are terrible.
It's just Celtics games. Celtics games have been good. Every other team games have been bad.
That one game between the Warriors and the Grizzlies was good too. Like the first game, I think it was.
The first game and the fourth game.
Blew the fucking dust off the Warriors yesterday.
They were at 51.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Without Ja? How do you let that happen, man?
Let Melton drop like 20 on you? It's like nobody knows who fucking Melton is. Who is that?
Yeah. It went to USC.
We should know who that is.
Is his first name Doug?
No,
I think it's fucking well be most generic name ever.
I thought it was Doug Melton this entire time.
I think it's DeAndre Melton.
Oh, okay.
Doug is better.
Doug is better. Doug Melton dropping 20 on the Warriors is way cooler than DeAndre Melton dropping 20 on the Warriors.
Do it, Doug!
Doug! Oh man, I'm trying to remember the Doug soundtrack.
Do 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 na 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 na. I got Doug, baby. It's in there forever.
I sing that all the time at Camp Anawana.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Yep, she held me in my heart.
Come on, yo. There's talk by Stephen A. Smith that Doc Rivers threw the series to the Heat.
What, because there's the Lakers?
Because there's nefarious things afoot where he's looking to go somewhere else.
Nefarious things afoot is a great sentence.
I love that.
But when I say nefarious things afoot, I have to change nefarious to nefarious. I always say nefarious.
Yeah, but you if a nefarious guy or a nefarious guy?
I'm a nefarious, afoot. But if it is afoot, it's nefarious.
I like it.
Yeah. If I do something with my kids, it's nefarious. But if it's afoot, it's nefarious.
Hey, man's got to have a code, you know? You live by your code with nefarious. Speaking of going out with a fucking whimper, though, like that game today against the Heat. Like
James Harden.
Jesus.
Oh, he's so bad.
What, he take like one shot in the second half? Like
two. He ended up taking two. Yeah.
Jesus.
Two. Yeah. When you see a lot of people say Ben Simmons had as many points in the second half as Harden did.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were just burying Harden. He was getting buried before. Then he had that, what was it, game four,
he was pretty awesome.
Where he actually looked good. Yeah. And now he's just back to being awful.
And none of us are world class athletes by any stretch, but Harden is kind of showing that once you get into your 30s, you can't go to the clubs every night. Like when you're on that rookie contract, absolutely go to the clubs, go to Magic City, go wherever you got to go. Go to A-Crop when you play the Blazers, do it. But man, once you get in your 30s, you can't do it. You just can't. And his body looks wrecked.
Yeah, you stay at the strip club till 3 a.m. every day. It's gonna wear on you.
Yeah, and you know, we're like year three, maybe four of Harden's body like vacillating between like super skinny and fat.
Man, it's even crazy,
that
isn't
just
it?
Isn't great. Like, cause. Like Mike James Harden, like memories are probably like a few weeks before they sent teams to the bubble, and he was hiking in LA, and he was cut. You could see ab muscles on James Harden. And then they get to the bubble, and then you know they start playing like 3 weeks later, and you're like, he's gained 20 pounds in the bubble.
Like, how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's showing up in fat suits. It's just, yeah. What a weird body he has. But yeah, he's done.
If you have a relatable, he's going to be 250 pounds.
If you have a relatable body and you're a professional athlete, that's a bad thing. Like, you, right. You should, yeah. If your weight fluctuates like a normal, like that's
like a normal person.
Yeah, that's
but
a problem.
What's bizarre about his is it's just like you. Do you not practice every day? Like
even
I'm not even saying, yeah. Like I'm not even saying like you're running lines, James Harden, but just get shots up at a leisurely pace.
I think lines and shots are the issue here. I think that's the problem.
Shots,
the problem. Too many lines. Too many lines and too many shots.
Well, if he was doing more lines, he'd be skinny.
I was going to say, I think it's more French fries and chicken wings at the strip club is what's getting them.
Yeah, speaking of basketball, the was it Joe Cronin? Jim Cronin? Jim Crow?
Doug?
Who's the,
James Cronin?
It's Doug.
Who's the Blazers GM now?
Doug Cronin?
Yeah. Is it Doug?
Might as well be Doug.
It's always Doug.
Let's go with Doug.
Patty Mayonnaise is the associate GM.
Yeah. Doug Cronin.
Doug Cronin. I do love people on Blazers Twitter, and I do actually kind of champion it and celebrate it where they're finally negative. Like, oh, this Joe Cronin or Jim or whatever the hell his name is. Why? They didn't interview anyone else. Why did they give him the job? And the answer is, well, because...
easy.
You know, they're going to sell the team, so just give him the job. And I have no idea if he's good or bad. Nor do you. Nor do you. Nor does anyone listening. But at least he made moves. They were bad moves.
No.
Kind of. Like, it didn't really... That trade in New Orleans is a disaster once they made the playoffs. But at least he was willing to wheel and deal. That's all I asked for.
Did you see? I think it was like yesterday, so or whatever, like right before they announced his, you know, 4-year deal or whatever. I read an article on it was Zach LaVine can realistically go to Portland.
I saw that
and
too.
I was thinking, Blazers aren't going to spend any money. He could. He might want to play with Dame. And they could get him for, you know, they have this cap space now, but I don't think they're going to want to pull the trigger and get anyone. Like I said, if they're trying to sell this team, they don't want to add on.
They're doing what the A's are doing. Dollars. You dump contracts before you sell a team. You're not going to sell a team with a high payroll. Like, nobody's going to want to fucking buy that. They're going to want to make the superstar decision themselves.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, LaVine would be a nice fit. He's tall, lanky.
But that's guys, the thing is,
a lot of guys would be good fits.
Honestly, I know LaVine went to UCLA for a year, so you know, probably watched him 6 times in college. And he's been in the NBA for, you know, probably 7 or 8 years now. I thought Zach LaVine was an undersized, like weight-wise power forward until like 2 days ago when I saw the report. I thought he was like 6'9".
No, he's a little bigger of a guard.
He's a 6'4" guard, maybe.
Yeah, 6'4", 6'5", maybe. Yeah.
I thought he was like a 6'9", undersized forward.
That's why he always won those dunk contests, because he was like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
I was going to say, he jumps higher than he should.
And I thought he
bigger
won
dunker
those,
than he should be.
I thought he won those dunk contests as kind of a boring guy who's, you know, tall, but not, you know, 7 foot and whatever. Yeah, so
makes you look back more impressed with the dunks, right?
Absolutely.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be great if the Blazers got him. Sure. Whatever. Who knows? Like, Blazers aren't going to be good for a long time. Whatever. Oh, wait, no, you were the one saying they're going to be good this year, right?
I didn't say good.
You said they'll make the playoffs.
You said they'll make the playoffs, yeah.
They could... if you're under 500, you make the playoffs. It's not a high bar.
What are they, the Chiefs?
Play it. Are you counting the play-in as the playoffs? Or do you have to win your play-in to be considered a playoff team?
Oh, that's so tough.
Like, do they get lottery picks? The teams that lose their game in the play-in game?
Play-in games don't count. You have to win the play-in game.
You have to win the play-in game.
Yeah.
But see, that's a conundrum, because did the A's make the playoffs in like 2015 when they lost to Kansas City in the one game playoff?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think so.
No.
No, it doesn't count.
Right. Okay. All right.
You got to get into a series, man.
Okay. All right. John Lester, Joker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Accurate. Yes. Yes and.
Have you guys noticed that I've stopped updating the Oakland A's?
Yeah, that was 1 week.
No, I did it for 3 straight. I was like, oh my God, we're 17 games in the year. They got 11 wins. Okay. And then they went 10 days and had no wins.
Yeah, that was a good run.
Yeah, then they played the Rays, lost several times. That was pretty much it.
I think they've won the last 2 days to go.
They have.
So maybe I'll update it again.
They have. They actually got a couple shutouts in a row.
I will update our magic A's numbers when it befits me. Until then, I will not.
Oh, by the way, you heard it here, folks. @Jeromney says the Blazers are the Chiefs of the NBA.
Yep, 4-4 wins.
Put it in your profile bio.
Yep, 4 wins.
4 wins. Oh. So the game yesterday, yes, we're recording Thursday. Game yesterday, Bucks and Celtics. The end of that was sort of a shit show. I don't know how I don't know how the ball is in Marcus Smart's hands on two consecutive possessions when you need a basket. That is incredible. They left him open on the one. Yeah, that's because he's bad at offense. Like, they give it to somebody else anyways. Like, you know who needs to get the ball? Like, you know, you have a couple of ideas who needs to get the ball. You know who doesn't need to get the ball? It's that fucking guy. Then he brings it up the court the next possession. Oh, you deserve to lose.
Tatum was so open on that last possession.
You deserve to lose.
So open.
He's dribbling up the floor with his head down like he's in middle school, dude. Like, what is happening?
Should give me an Al Horford jumper over Smart.
Inbound to Al Horford to bring the ball up the floor. Sure. Literally anybody else.
That's why
is he
I'm
on the
pretty,
floor? Why
I'm
is he
pretty
on the floor?
Sure. I'm almost positive the Celtics are forcing a game seven because Al Horford dominates in Milwaukee. I think he's averaged more points in the two games in Milwaukee in this series than he has total in the three games in Boston. I think he had 7 points last night. And Al Horford was like the best player on the court.
Yeah, but he had like 24 in that other.
That putback dunk last night was so huge. I thought they had it. Like, when he got that dunk, I was like, oh man, they're taking this shit.
Weren't they up like 15 with like 6 minutes left?
Crazy.
It was 14 with seven. 14
and seven.
Let's not exaggerate.
Well, it's the NBA. Score doesn't matter until there's 5 minutes left in the game. So,
nope.
Yep. That is true.
Just facts.
Well, I guess that's not really true in the playoffs because all these games have been over at halftime.
That's fair. That's very fair. You guys got anything else NBA?
Nope.
I don't really. Why is Arby's advertising a sandwich with apples and celery in it? I just saw
a salad sandwich.
I just saw an Arby's commercial. It's got apples and celery in it. I didn't see any meat.
I feel like that's a November commercial.
I just saw it.
No, I know. I believe you. I'm just saying. I feel like that's something you would do. Be like, Thanksgiving at Arby's. Apples,
I don't give a fuck what month it
that's
is.
That's a summer. That's a summer. I said it's got to be a chicken salad sandwich.
That's a summer thing. You throw some fruit in a sandwich. Yeah. What the fuck? Arby's?
I mean, people throw cranberries in salad or in sandwiches during the winter.
We have the meats. You got just fucking like apples and celery? That looks gross.
Oh, it's awful.
I wouldn't eat that. Why are they putting it on a commercial when you have fucking roast beef? What?
They're paying Ving Rhames to talk about it. That's wasted money.
Yes, exactly that. You're throwing money away. Why are you advertising anything else? You have melted cheese and roast beef. What else? That's what?
More do you need?
I don't get it.
Not a fan of the beef and cheddar, to be honest.
Wow. Must be nice. Yeah. Must be nice.
Give me the beef and some horsey sauce. I'm good.
Oh yeah.
It's all good. All of that.
But I haven't been to Arby's since I read. I didn't go there, but I read like 3 years ago they discontinued those little triangle potato cakes where they got two of them for $19. So I haven't been back since. The last time I went to Arby's is when the Cardinals and Rangers were playing in the World Series. I think Josh Hamilton. I think Josh Hamilton was a Ranger.
Was Ron Washington coaching that team?
Yes, and Chris Carpenter was on the bump, and I'm sitting there asking for extra horsey sauce. Tony La Russa is out there.
I got to be honest, it's been a really long time since I've been to Arby's. Like, really?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm honestly not lying. I think that is the last time. I got a Jamocha milkshake too.
I think it might have been longer for me.
Do you guys not buy that Arby's like vodka, curly fry vodka?
No. Oh my God.
No.
Curly fry. Oh, that's right. Oh my God. I can't believe that's a thing. Curly fry vodka.
Terrible.
Everything's a thing.
It's fucking potatoes. I guess it is what it is. That curly fry. Does it have the seasoning in it?
See, that's the whole point. It's got the seasoning.
It does.
Oh, man.
I would love to see like like vodka snobs unintentionally, like they just don't know, but get served, you know, something that's just curly fry vodka.
Like a taste test.
Yeah, and they pretend oh my gosh, Stoli's. Oh yeah, I can smell.
This has got to be some.
Oh, is that an island off of Ireland I can smell? Like, oh, it's delicious.
And then they lift the thing and it's an Arby's box.
Yeah. Yeah. The alcohol.
I thought it was a small batch distillery from Reykjavik. Isn't that where this is from? Right.
We have the meats. Oh. Well. I love that they rethink their whole life at that point.
Is that really Ving Rhames who's voicing those commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He survived the Sharknado.
Nothing can kill Ving.
Allegedly. Yeah. Is that the sequel? He comes back peddling Arby's in the sequel.
Get out of here, sharks.
How many of those did they make, by the way? I have no idea.
I think they stopped at 3.
Okay.
I think the pandemic probably stopped number 4, and then there's just no thirst for the other.
So who was it? Was it Ian Ziering? Is that who it was? And then Tara Reid was in it too.
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The first one survive?
Did they survive all 3?
I only watched the first 2.
I'm sorry. I'm asking Ski.
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, wow. The first one is legitimately funny.
Big shocker. Yeah, I remember that being pretty funny.
Like, out of nowhere,
I
like,
lost interest.
Ving Rhames is just like mowing down sharks.
Was he killing him with fucking beef and cheddars or what?
Chainsaw. Just out of nowhere. And I think one gets him, but he comes back later, like out of nowhere. And I think his hand might actually be a chainsaw. And he comes out of like a pool, which is weird, but like a dolphin. Like
the pool, but the pool is melted Arby's cheese. Yes. And that's the gun he shoots too. It just shoots out like scalding hot cheese that melts the Sharknado.
Just throw packets of horsey sauce in their eyes. I can't see.
Why aren't we writing movies? Honestly. Honestly,
horsey sauce is just it's horseradish, right?
Just horseradish, yeah.
Does anyone eat horseradish outside of Arby's?
No,
I do for very specific things.
Oh, like what? Do tell.
Roast beef involved sandwiches. I put horseradish on it.
You make your own roast beef. You got the meat. Slicer?
Yeah, I got a little slicer.
Yeah,
no, and like in a good roast, you know, someone makes a roast. I have a little dollop of.
I could see that.
Some horseradish.
I could see that.
I mean, it's like the same thing when you eat sushi. Do you use wasabi?
Do people eat? Well, people eat prime rib with horseradish? Don't they? That's a thing, right? Prime rib.
I don't.
Kind of roasts like that.
Yeah. I think it's a disgrace to prime rib to throw horseradish on.
I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying people do. It's a thing that's available. But that's the only other time you see it, right? It's like roast beef and prime rib. That's like pretty much it. Yeah, okay. Only the big things on this podcast. Should we do our list? Do you have anything else before that? I can't think of anything. We could talk about Deion Sanders NIL comments if you'd like.
Oh God! Like, we'll move past it real quick. But Deion Sanders, who was taking like Camaros and gold chains in college, and now is a coach that is sponsored by Barstool and literally paid the number one recruit to come there, complaining about NIL. Get the fuck out of here, Deion! Like Deion Sanders is. A fraud isn't the right word, but he's insincere in everything he does.
Yeah.
Great
athlete. Is he Willie Taggart-esque?
Oh, but just turned up like 1,000%.
He made a song called Must Be the Money.
It's just so dumb.
Must be the money.
But speaking of Willie Taggart, I did like him. I did like seeing him on the stand. I'm a little mad.
That concluded.
I'm a little mad Oregon didn't pay their shorts out because they hired a guy who was completely unqualified, like literally got qualification on a loophole. Like Doug Brenner sucked ass and his NFL thing in court was a fraud. But only getting $500,000, I kind of wish the university would have gotten squeezed for a little bit more.
Well, it wasn't even the university. It was the NCAA. Because
The NCAA pays nothing.
No, it was the other way around, wasn't it? The U of O and Taggart and Oderinde, they all got taken off.
Oderinde and Taggart didn't have to pay anything. It was like a trial. They were never going to pay anything.
Of course.
But the U of O is the one that's paying the $500,000.
Interesting. I thought the NCAA
was found guilty of some lack of oversight, but they didn't have to pay.
Taggart and Rende found guilty of causing it, at least?
Technically, but they got there. They were never. It was all legal. It was legal bullshit. Whatever. Yeah. It was really kind of your guys' fault. But you can't afford to pay any of this. I mean, Taggart can, but
maybe that's a lot of fucking money, man.
Taggart can afford $500,000.
Even for him, yeah.
But I thought maybe they would get, maybe they would get suspended.
Well, Oderinde got fired. USF fired him.
Yeah, he can't
during the trial.
Yeah, he's gonna have a hard
during the trial. He got fired.
Yes. Yeah. He took the stand, and South Florida was like, we've hired you twice, but we've seen enough. You're fired with cause.
It's like, you're still not qualified to be a trainer. It's like, all right.
No, like, I guess that's the thing.
We'll do it.
I totally get people, jumping up to defend the alma mater. Go Ducks, green and yellow. He technically was only qualified because he took a 20-hour class online centered around track and field.
His qualifications for other jobs were the Oregon job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if he was on trial for the Oregon job. So you're not going to fucking keep that person.
No,
totally makes sense.
No.
And by the way, Brenner getting like $500,000. That's a good number. I realize the amount he sued for was more than that. It was laughable.
$100 million was laughable.
It was a laughable number. $500,000 is a good number.
I was hoping to get like $2 million.
Sure.
Just absolutely. Because I think it was completely gross. Not gross. I just thought it's just embarrassing that they hired that guy as the strength and conditioning guy.
Totally.
But $500,000 is about, he was never going to be an NFL player, but he could have hung around in a practice squad and maybe made $500,000 throughout his career as a practice squad kind of guy.
And if he does have health issues, that is tangible. That is something you can sue for a specific amount of money for. And so,
But I felt like his whole thing was essentially lost wages for the NFL. And then
that was his argument. Yes.
Yeah.
And we all watched the Alamo Bowl. He, he was not even Hieronymus Grossim.
Is that all they had to do in court was just play that game and be like, just point at it. Like,
yeah,
go.
I mean, the judge was like, look.
You're not.
You're
not good.
Like, everything they did was bad, but yeah, come on.
You were never playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
let's be real.
I think from Oregon fan perspective, they would have liked to have seen more happen. And I think they would like Taggart and Oderinde to be held more accountable because Taggart left that trial saying, oh, the truth came out and I was not responsible. Yeah, you hired the guy you shouldn't have hired.
Anything in the program goes wrong, it's your fault as the head coach.
Absolutely.
And he hired him.
Was at the workouts. I don't even care that he was, I'll cut the head off of snakes. Right. Football coaches are dicks. Yeah. Basketball coaches are dicks. Softball coaches are dicks. College coaches are dicks. Is what it is.
They're red asses. Yeah.
Yeah. That did not offend me at all.
it's because you can't get away with that shit with professional players. You do it with collegiate athletes. But
yeah. Imagine coming up to Jimmy Butler and be like, yeah, we're cutting the head off the snakes. All right, well, fuck you. You're fired.
Yeah, I will get you fired.
I'm going to go talk to Pat Riley. You're gone.
I am the franchise. You are not. You are very replaceable.
You're working out like a bitch. Quit working out like a bitch, Joey Bosa. You clown. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our list. What is our list, King? You came up with the idea, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way,
I just got a picture of Kami.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute.
He's got a big bushy mustache.
It's cute. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So the NBA today.
Not make any more Kami jokes.
Kami Harris, where is she? Forgive some student loans, Kami. Come on. Where's the stimmy, Kami? So the NBA came out today with new trophies. The Larry O'Brien is completely different, even though it's really not. It just is more gold. And they have come out with an MVP trophy that was just an orb instead of, I think, a player they used to hold up. And they made up a new trophy for the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals MVPs. So our list is your top three sports trophies. Boing.
I think the point is there are too many trophies in the NBA. You don't need all of those trophies. So top three trophies we're going with. Who's going to start? I'll start. You know what? I'll start. My number three is the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award.
Boing.
It is the blimp, and the end of it is a kaleidoscope. And so if you look into it, you see the kaleidoscope. It's big and orange. It's classic. It's a fantastic trophy. It's an all-timer trophy, the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award. That, and when you get one, you get gacked. Beat that. Fucking beat that. Yep. I mean, I have two that I have above that, but beat that shit.
You get gacked or you get slimed?
You get slimed. You're not getting gacked. Gack just falls on your head like a stone.
Gack is suffocate thicker. Yeah, gack is thicker, right? Yeah.
Okay. Baby.
Touche.
Heyo.
Gacking them hoes. Right.
I guess I'll go up. My number three trophy is the Lady Bing Memorial
Lady
Trophy.
Bing.
Lady Bing. This trophy it's not the prettiest looking trophy. But it's funny that it's awarded to NHL hockey's player that best exhibits sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability. So pretty much it means you're soft. Whoever's the softest player out there wins the Lady Bing.
Can you imagine? Especially in a sport like hockey, you win the Lady Bing Award. It's an interesting trophy. What's with the top of that? What's with the top of that trophy? The trophy's got a lid.
I don't know.
It's got a lid.
It's got a little top to it.
Huh.
My number three.
Yeah, okay.
Floyd of Rosedale Trophy. The Iowa and Minnesota Rivalry Trophy. It's a bronze pig.
Is
doing Floyd of Rosedale. I didn't know it was called that. That's a cool trophy, man. I'm just looking at it for the first time. That is a cool ass trophy. Okay, my number two is the MTV Moon Man.
Oh god, you fuck you
from the VMA.
That's my number one.
Sorry, my bad, man. It's the Moon Man, it's great. Remember how big that was? Like in the 90s, that was the award, dude. Oh, I got the Moon Man. I finally got my Moon Man. All right, what's your two, Ski?
I got my
Sorry.
My number two is for the person that wins in Nickelodeon Guts, and they get a piece of the Astro Crag.
The Astro Crag.
Do you have it? Guts.
Trying to pull that
every,
right now.
Everyone
it literally
age.
Is a. It's a big green chunk from the crag. Yeah. It's great.
Everyone our age wanted a piece of the crag.
I wonder how much one of those would be on eBay or something.
I have to look it up. Definitely like got to like be able to find one.
Like $1 billion.
Oh yeah.
You can my number two. On, my number two trophy. Etsy. My number two trophy. The trophy wife. Boing.
Double boing.
What do they call them in the UK? They call them wags.
Wags.
Yeah.
I don't quite get it.
I don't either.
I think they call food scarn or scran. Just call it food.
I believe wags is wives and girlfriends of soccer players. Essentially is what it stands for.
I like it. You can currently buy on eBay a Nickelodeon Guts Agro Crag Trophy LED desk lamp for $35. That sounds
steel
quality. Quality steel. For the work desk. Can you imagine the talking point? What's with the green trophy? Get out of here, Carol. Get away from my desk, Carol.
Fuck off, Carol.
Dead to me, Carol. All right, my number one is the Sacco from the league.
From the league.
Yep. It's a trophy made of a bull's scrotum for the worst player in their fantasy league. I thought about the Shiva. Honestly, Shiva was my first number one, but then I was like, you know what? The Sacco is better. It's literally a bull's ball sack. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
Fitting for getting last place.
Yep.
Okay. My number one, I don't even need to say anything. I'm just going to play it.
We cannot hear that.
Oh, no. You couldn't hear it?
You might have to do the tune. You can do it.
Do it in post. Put it in post. My number one is the Cheapies from Cheap Seats.
Cheapies.
All right, what's your one, King? We're running out of time.
My number one is the Webb Ellis Trophy. Because who the fuck is Webb Ellis? And why does Webb Ellis have a trophy? My number one, the Webb Ellis Trophy. Boy-yo-yo-yo-ing.
What's that from?
Rugby.
Sure.
You don't know Webb Ellis?
I mean, come on.
Come on, guys.
Played with Cap Anson, Joe Webb.
Cap Anson.